Before I do, I see. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Before I do, I see. I create in my mind a visual picture of what it is that I choose to do. I see this picture, and then I go and do it. Before I do, I see. Visualization in my mind, visualizing what I want to do, visualizing the activities of my life, visualizing everything. These are vital dynamic expressions of what is to come. Visualization uses the power of the imagination to reveal a mental image of what exists. Now, I could not think of anything. I could not see anything. I could not dream or imagine anything unless it were already in existence. And it's an existence as a thought in mind. It's an existence as a solid, real thing. And it is in existence now. Yet, it is perhaps something I do not see at the moment. It may be something I cannot put my fingers on. It may be something that is a dream or illusion that I'm looking forward to. I'm going to buy a new car. So I look at all the possibilities. I have an idea in mind what car pleases me. And I go to the dealer and I look at all of the models that he has available. He might have one that surprises me because I hadn't seen it yet. But I go down there, and when I go down there, the new models have just come in, and I am in awe. I look at these beautiful cars because one is mine. I've made that decision. One is mine. I have not chosen which one, but one is mine. I've decided to buy a car. So I look at all the models, I look at all the beautiful expressions of design and creativity that many minds have brought forth to bring that model out. And I say to myself, let's see now, what do I want this car for? How do I want it to express my joy and my happiness? Where am I going to drive with this car? How many people is the car going to carry normally? What's the purpose of the car? Is it for my enjoyment, or for my work, or for my family, or all? It could be for all, that's for sure. But my visualization uses the power of imagination to reveal a mental image of what exists. So, no. The car already exists, but I have in my mind a car that has four doors and that has the ability of three people to comfortably sit in the back seat and two people in front. And the car has an engine that is adequate for its uses, not over, not so great that it burns a lot of gas and is a guzzler, and not so limited that it cannot do the work I want it to do, that it strains and pulls when I go up a hill or go over rough roads or something. I have a visualization of what it is that I'd like to have. My imagination goes to work in visualizing that and seeing it. And as I see it, then I go and do it. This is true of virtually everything in our life. In fact, this is true of everything in our life. Whatever we visualize, whatever we put into our consciousness, whatever we feel is vital, dynamic, important to us, well, that's what we create in our world. It already exists. It already exists as a real object. It already exists out of the universal consciousness, out of the universal mind, in the allness. It already exists with our name on it too, if we wish. One that we select for ourselves. Now, we have to be kind of careful there. Because if we say it's got our name on it, and then we have one idea in mind that we'd like to have, and then it the one with our name on has other aspects to it that we had never dreamed about. Are we able to enlarge our imagination, enlarge our thinking, enlarge our perspective to include that car with all those amenities to it? We are always working in imagination. We are always working in our thought. We are always working in our dream world. And this is where our reality is. And this is as changeable as anything can be. For 1 second we have one dream, and then we hear of something else, oh, hey, wouldn't that be nice? And then we see something, we say, wow, it's beautiful. And then we see something else, we say, hey, I never thought of having one of those. That's great. Oh my, what they have done to the Hyundai. One time it was just a cheap little car, and now as grand as any of the other grand cars that exist on the market. So I keep my mind open. I keep my thought open. I visualize, I dream. And as I do this, I'm ready to be aware of all that already exists. Now, if I have my name on something and I say, that's what I want, then I must be definitive and be definite about what it is that I want. I must see it. Now, you say, well, you can't always see what you want because you are not sure of what it is. Well, you're jumping to the conclusion that you have to see a long time ahead of what you want. You can see what you want the instant your eyes glam onto it, the instant your eyes see the object that is interesting to you. And at that moment, you create in your imagination yourself driving that vehicle, yourself using that car, your family, your friends all enjoying it, and others looking at it and saying, what good taste you have, what a beautiful color, what lovely design, what soundness. It's one of the best cars that company has ever built, or that any company has ever built. Not most expensive, but the most quality car. Sound, dependable, wonderful. It's really important. Visualization uses the power of imagination to reveal a mental image of what already exists. And the big point here is that it already exists. We would not have in our thought, in our imagination, an idea that did not already exist. We couldn't. We would not have in our world a concept that is not already there. Now, the next step is, does it have our name on it? Is that the one for us? Is that the one we're going to end up with? Now, you could be quite surprised. You go down to the dealer, and the dealer says, look at these new cars, aren't they lovely? And you say, my goodness, yes. And you say, now, how much are last year's models selling for? Well, we're discounting them 40%. 40%? You mean if I had come in here just a couple days earlier and wanted to buy last year's model, it had been 40% more expensive? That's right. See, there's the sticker price on the window of what the car was going for, but we're moving them out at 40% discount because the new cars are coming in and we want to promote the new cars. Well, this last year's model has exactly what I want and exactly everything I want. It just doesn't have the number on it that I want, and that today's date, you know, that it was this model. But hey, at 40% off, what a wonderful bargain. I could drive a lot of miles for that 40%. I could use that for buying gas and maintaining the car and do, wow, yes, I will take that model. And I want all the accessories on it. I want it loaded. I want it just so wonderful. Well, sir, you've made a good buy. This model you're looking at happens to be loaded. It happens to be available right now. It happens to be the floor model. And so not only 40% off, we'll give you another 10% off because it's a floor model. Wow! 50% off buying a car. Oh my, is this my lucky day? Wow! You see, we are able to adjust our thinking. for what the opportunity is that shines for us. We're able to look new at something, whereas before we just saw a car and we just saw utility and service. Then we go to the dealer and we see a car, utility, service, beauty, functionality, and then we see tucked away in the back those other brand new cars that were never sold. They're still there, but they're last year's models, and 50% off. Wow, I should buy several. No, buy what you need and enjoy it. That's the way it happens. Visualization uses the power of imagination to reveal a mental image of what already exists. I wanted my car. I thought my car was the new model standing there in front of me, smiling at me. But instead, it was that beautiful car in the back there that's winking at me and saying, "Hey, I'm the one for you. I'm the one for you. I'm ready to go to your house. Yes, I'm ready to have you have me because I'm ready." And we say to ourselves, "We're ready. Oh my, I'm ready." So I buy the car. We have that wonderful ability within us, that visualization that uses the power of imagination to accomplish any goal we choose. For the goal already exists. The object already exists. The activity already exists. The intention already exists. It's just up to us to claim it, take it home, and make it ours. Think on these things. They're lots of fun. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.